Okay, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure, this is a different type of pot of gold, but if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a $6 million golden toilet, then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. My first question is, why are we making a $6 million gold toilet?
Well, this was originally on display at the Guggenheim in New York, which is, you know, a museum, obviously. It was an Italian artist who made it, and it was going around. And in fact, you could, it was a working toilet. You could actually wait in line to go and use it.
Shut up.
You had 3 minutes to do your business.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
So you could dawdle
for the at the Guggenheim, but you could use it.
Yeah.
It's like usable art.
Right. And it actually moved around to a couple different museums and things like that, right?
Oh, wow.
So
that is shocking. They allowed people to use it.
I know. That's the best part of the whole story.
They're trying to make it art. That's insane.
I mean,
it's some bragging rights. Like,
right.
I just used a $6
million. $6 million toilet. My tush just sat on $6 million toilet.
How luxurious. What kind of toilet paper are you pairing with that?
I know,
like it's
got to
be very special.
I know.
Right?
You probably can't use the one ply. You got to use
it's the super ultra plushiest of plushy.
Right. Anyways, yeah. This went missing in the middle of the night about 4 years ago, and they have been searching for this toilet ever since. The unfortunate part of this is the toilet has probably been already sold and melted down for its gold.
Oh,
however,
no.
The thieves just got caught. That's why we are bringing this up.
Okay, so we know who did it, but
yep.
R.I.P. gold toilet.
Yes, that's right. So four dudes in England decided they were going to Mission Impossible this golden toilet out of the museum.
And it worked.
And it worked, yep. Exactly.
It's like an Ocean's 11 plot, right?
I know. and you know what? This type of thievery upsets me because this is an art piece that is going to be hard to replicate. And the fact that it was a working toilet that was going around that people could use, that's a cool thing.
Are you upset you never got a chance
to
use the $6 million gold toilet?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe. Is the artist still around? Can we make it?
I don't know, Kelly. I didn't read that far.
Oh, okay. You know what? We can one up it. Let's make a diamond encrusted toilet.
That wouldn't be very comfortable.
No, it wouldn't. You're right.
All right.
Well,
so again,
it's like, you know, maybe pave.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a $6 million golden toilet, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Dang it, but we caught the criminals, so that's feel good, right?
No, it's not, because the golden toilet's still gone forever.
Oh, dang it, they melted it.
All right, there you go. That's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.